Welcome to Sound Falls, everyone. It's great to see you. It's the night where you never know what may go down. And this is, we're in our fourth year of this show. And it started out as a birthday gift, Byron, from me. It's looking for something different. We were at Miller's and we came here. Well, I think mainly because we love this place. We used to live here on the farm. Julia was born here in the house with the planned home birth.
Not here in the barn.
And we also love this place because of its just absolute gorgeous natural beauty. I don't know if y'all know that the county park here is the only one where you can camp at overnight in the King County County.
Legally.
Yeah, legally. And there's some new trails and that are maintained by a lot of serious volunteers and new hedgerows that are really important. Some mitigation has gone on to control flooding. And least but not least, this is the 100th anniversary of... oh, Roger did that. He has a right to do that.
He's the owner of the barn.
Anyway, this is the 100th anniversary of the barn, and we would like to celebrate that with you. And we actually live in another... we live in another building in the city that's also celebrating its 100th year anniversary. The Berry House is, I guess, how it's registered, or the Pratt House, if you look in the Carnation history books. And we gave a little presentation on the history of the house to the Historical Society this year, and that was a lot of fun.
So when he moved in, it was Myron and Byron moved into Myron Berry's house.
And the reason...
which is true. It wasn't the tongue twister that I made up just now.
It's true.
It's what happened.
And we started out as like an unplugged show, but we're starting to use these microphones.
It's very technical.
That everyone can hear. We think that's just really important. And we're what motivates me is, why am I doing this? It's something that I can't quite help myself from doing. And I guess it started with, I have a piano studio and a general music studio, and I get a lot of parents bringing their kids to perform in a very formal recital environment, and I just see them itching to share their own talents as well. So I'm pulling people out of the woodwork or out of their closets and getting their instruments going to empower everyone because, why should instruments sit around? And our voices go unused as we go carrying on with our Microsoft computers every day or other brands. And I just want to help people out. I found this story that I just wanted to share with you that might illustrate my point in lifting people up in their musical and artistic talents. And this is a story that took place in Washington, D.C. At the D.C. Metro station on a cold January morning in 2007, a man with a violin played six Bach pieces for about 45 minutes. Raise your hand if this is starting to sound familiar. Oh, really? Everybody knows this one? Okay, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to read it straight from the source because I thought it was told very well. During that time, approximately 2,000 people went through the station, most of them on their way to work. After 3 minutes, a middle-aged man noticed there was a musician playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds and then hurried to meet his schedule. 4 minutes later, the violinist received his first dollar. A woman threw the money in the hat and, without stopping, continued to walk. 6 minutes, a young man leaned against the wall to listen to him, then looked at his watch and started to walk again. 10 minutes, a three-year-old boy stopped, but his mother tugged him along hurriedly. The kid stopped to look at the violinist again, but the mother pushed hard and the child continued to walk, turning his head all the time. This action was repeated by several other children. Every parent, without exception, forced their children to move on quickly. 45 minutes. The musician played continuously. Only six people stopped and listened for a short while. About 20 gave money but continued to walk at their normal pace. The man collected a total of $32. 1 hour. He finished playing and silence took over. No one noticed. No one applauded. Nor was there any recognition. No one knew this, but the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the greatest musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written with a violin worth $3.5 million. 2 days before, Joshua Bell sold out a theater in Boston where the seats averaged $100. This is a true story. Joshua Bell playing incognito in the Metro station was organized by the Washington Post as part of a social experiment about perception, taste, and people's priorities. The question raised, in a commonplace environment at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Do we stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize talent in an unexpected context? One possible conclusion reached from this experiment could be this. If we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians in the world playing some of the finest music ever written with one of the most beautiful instruments ever made, how many other things are we missing? So we're going to move on with some beautiful music. We hope that you make yourself comfortable throughout the evening. There are more chairs on the landing there. The restroom's here. There's food in the back available anytime. And there's a crying room here. And
right. Yeah, if you or some of the crowd that just returned from a silent retreat need to talk about that. There's a sauna right back here. You can go in there, and that's pretty a good place for that. And they don't. I don't know if they allow social science experiments like that anymore. Do they, or do they not? I don't know. It's kind of. I remember reading about these things.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah, very serious. Very serious tonight. So yeah, welcome to Sound Falls. It's wonderful to have all of you here in the barn. I hope we picked about the right number of chairs. There's a big, well, look at Logan over there, kind of curled up in that big round one. There's room over here in case you need to sit down or get cozy. We're going to have a little intermission just to set the scene for you. And you can, at that time, we have snacks in the back, and you can also mingle out and down and around. It'll be like 5 or 10 minutes, so probably not enough time to go to the river and back. But it's beautiful. If you haven't been here before, you're looking out toward Tolt McDonald Park, and the Snoqualmie River runs right along that bluff. And that is, like Martin said, the place where you can camp legally in a park in the county. We did invite County Commissioner Dow Constantine to tonight's show. However, there was a scheduling conflict. So, unfortunately, that won't happen, but you never know. And maybe Joshua Bell will be here as well. I don't know if he'll show up. I think so. Well, let's bring our first musicians up tonight. As we've done in previous Sound Falls, we've had some young artists who've done performing from singing to, well, we've had a lot of singers recently. Tonight we have two instrumentalists. I know they do sing as well, but I think the performance tonight is going to be instruments, the harp and the violin. And I think what we've worked out, these wonderful young girls here, Therese and Claire, I think they're each going to do a solo, and then they're going to do a duet. Is that going to work? Who's going to go first? Quick! Oh, no. Okay. Please welcome Therese Steudel. Yeah? Oh, she's going to... We're going to set her up real quickly here. Which piece is this one, Therese?
On the Road to Boston.
Thank you. Okay. Now we have Claire Robinson on the harp. What piece are you going to play, Claire? Sally Gardens. Play right there, Travis. Now a duet. And this is going to be which one again? Simple Gifts? Okay. Simple Gifts.
So how long have you been playing, Therese? Four years. Wow, it really shows. How about you, Claire? A year? Only a year? Wow, that's inspiring. Thank you so much.
Wow, thank you. You know, I stare at the harp, and I know there are different colored strings on it. But I was looking at your striped arm covers and looking at the strings, and it seemed really complex. That was amazing. to put all those lines together into beautiful music. You know, I really, when I listen to that, I don't know, how many of you play music or had kind of childhood experiences playing music or like that? I mean, for me, and perhaps for you, playing at an early age like that is a magical time. It can be certainly frustrating at times, and I found an old cornet, like a trumpet. You know, a cornet's a little bit shorter, different tubing, but it's like a trumpet, basically, in the attic of my grandmother's house and started playing that on that, and it was hard to play, mostly for other people listening to me, you know, and I'll tell you, both of you, that was not at all hard to listen to. In fact, it was beautiful. I started thinking about all those wonderful moments, you know, memories walking to piano lessons when the moon was rising or setting, and it was a frosty nights in October going to Mrs. Bush's house to play, and her fingernails clacking away on the keys as I did dozen a day, and all those exercises that was supposed to make me a better pianist, which didn't. Well, let's see. It's always a time in the show. I mean, we're a small community out here in the Valley. And many of you are not from the Valley, but many of you are from around the Valley. And at least we're all in the Valley tonight. So welcome again. We do have some community news, which is always good to relate, I found. Things going on around the village, township, town, outright town of Carnation. Some of you who haven't been here may be confused by the fact that it says Tolt on the little stone marker, or the Tolt Historical Society, or the Tolt McDonald Park, or the Tolt River over here. Where does that come from? Well, that's the first name of this town. And it became Carnation. Why? Carnation milk is from here. I grew up on Carnation milk, and it's from here. The Carnation Farm is right outside of town. And there was a little debate, maybe an ongoing debate. So the town actually changed its name to Carnation, then changed it back to Tolt. And then it changed it back to Carnation, and that stuck. And it's kind of neat. When I talk to people, you know, even when I need to call for support, not with my computer, of course, but other things, and I say, you know, hey, I'm from Carnation. You know, that's where the milk comes from. And they're just like, no way. And we strike up this wonderful conversation I just love to have with support people about Carnation instant milk. Community news. Just like last month, we think it's important to get to know those who share your septic system valve pit. That's coming up on Wednesday night at 6:30 in the Carnation Commons, and dinner will be served. That the Silent Retreat Recovery Gab session, again alluded to it, that's going to come up here Thursday, noon to 5 for the Gab session. The Senior Center is going to host the Nerdy Dirty Hurdy Gurdy Band. They come from Fall City. The Restless Legs Foundation is having a dance again tonight. And, of course, the Greater Snoqualmie Valley Associated Saddle Club Federations of Rescue Cowgirl Drill Teams met at 7 p.m. Saturday evening, March 13th, at the historic Vincent Schoolhouse. There's no new business to report. I don't know how many of you have checked out, so to speak, no pun intended, our new library here in town. Opened last year, right? It's beautiful. And I like going over there, and I think the town has really embraced the place. And they always have great books, and here are a few that you can go get over there. This is a spring reading list I picked up. That they have quite a few of. First one is, it kind of has to do with our kind of think thoughts about the school system. It's 101 reasons why 3 out of 5 teens don't measure up to mean state mathematical standards. And that's by the author, of course, of One Nation Indivisible. Real People, Real Places, and Other Short Fiction. So you'd like to get that one. The Reader's Companion to Solitude. The An Historical Atlas of Kent. That's on hold, usually. The Loser's Guide to Winning. And this is one that I've really, again, been waiting for. You know, being a writer and working with a writing team, it's really important to get this stuff right. So this one is mixed, Making Mixed Metaphors Out of Molehills. By the author of Clearing Your Runway for Profit. On the historical side, we have boils and boiling points, history of popular uprisings, heli hunting and heli gathering, a common sense return to the late 20th century values, 8 habits of highly effective rodents, the handyman, here's a good one. This is a good one. Roger, this is a good one. The Handyman's Guide to Actually Being Handy. That's good. Looking Up, The Optimist's Guide to Optometrists. Successorize, A Fail-Safe Guide to Becoming a Better You by Not Failing. Makes sense. One Vertebrae Too Far, Orthopedic Surgeons and Popular Song from 1964 to 2004. Social History of Historians and Their Societies. And here's, you know, how many of you have an American Girl or know someone who does? American Girls, yeah, I have a couple around. You guys have some over there. The new American Girl out, you might have heard of her, Rambunctia. She's up all day, all night, and never needs to sleep. There's no time for this busy girl for night. Join in the fun as she makes nocturnal friends or mammal and insect kingdoms. This is really written very quickly. When you're having this much fun, there's never a good time to say goodnight, is there? No. First book in this series is Lights Out, Rambunctia. That'll be good. And of course, there's always the humorist and everybody out there, Written in Bone. 253, count them, jokes for today's paleontologists. By today's paleontologists. 253. Here's a timely one. Give Me a Break, the Toyota story. On the cooking shelf, there's fondues, fondonts. Let's see, tech talk. Let's see, Twittering My Life Away, How Social Media, Computing, and the Online Culture Has Comp... Kind of bitter character there. The Twitter Knitter, which should be kind of good out here in the valley. A lot of the knitting clubs out here. And now available on Twitter, of course, Moby Dick and War and Peace, the each epic captured as the author originally intended. Back to academia, there's the ever-popular, really in the canon of critical literature, the Criticizing Social Criticism and Other Arguments. The... I think this one's really a hit for the valley, The Harley Whisperer. Interestingly, the author of the same author of The Fuzzy Bunny. Okay. And these are always top favorites that you've probably seen over at the library before. You have Mom's Search for Weaning, Sextants for Dummies, How to Take Your Baby to Full Term in Just 3 Months, Free Range Pregnancy, Around My Girth in 80 Days, A Personal Geography. Let's see, Simplify Your Life One Helipad at a Time, and You Can Refuse to Change Your Life. That would be a good one to read. Anyway, that rounds up this week's book list at the library. Go down to the library down at the end of town. You have to pick up some more. They're all out there ready to read. No one's read any of those, huh? All right, coming up next, what do we have here? We have tea? Oh, by mercy. You know, when you're as old as I am, your back goes out more often than you do. So I've been over at physical therapy, that's right. I bike to work, that's right. I paddled the Inside Passage with my lovely wife, Marin, that's right. I used to be out there in North Atlantic with icebergs and whatever, that's right. I do a lot of push-ups occasionally and all kinds of these things, but my back has been going out more often than I have. And so I've been going to physical therapy. So I was at physical therapy doing these amazing kind of things after you work up for this. You're on a balancing ball, hemispherical thing, and you're like doing this up and down, doing this up and down, 10. Then you switch to your weaker side and try to work on that, and you kind of try to cheat a little bit. And while I was doing this one Monday at 5, there was another person doing a similar kind of thing, except she had these things that went like this, and they'd vibrate, and she was working on her shoulders and back, as I recall, and doing some arm circles and stretching. And, you know, we're all there kind of doing these mostly, there's some younger folks there too, but a lot of it's big people, adults that are just going, doing this kind of thing. And they're very serious about this. And suddenly one of the physical therapists said, okay, so why don't you whistle the national anthem to somebody else?
Again?
So, why don't you whistle the national anthem?
Now?
Well?
Seriously?
Don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
So we're all sitting there exercising, and suddenly... suddenly, I lost
suddenly.
My balance.
And then, in comes the surprising word saying, please rise for the national anthem. You may remain seated, however.
And I was surprised.
I actually could do it.
Thank you. We did. Yeah, wet your whistle. There. And I heard this, and I was like pretty stunned, because as maybe you just experienced, I'm like, you know, she's singing really, she's whistling really purely and really right on key. And when I whistle, it's kind of a general, it's approximations, right? It's kind of most like slide whistle at best. And Kirsten's like right on. And so I had her, like, said, okay. So you're a whistler. Let me ask you to do something where you can't breathe. Like, like Hesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach.
Oh, okay. Hmm?
And you can...
Well,
I fixed that one. You can go with the center mic. That's better.
Okay. Now I am going to ask that the people here, whatever you do, please don't make me smile. Please don't make me laugh.
By Bach.
Bach, oui. I forgot which one it was, just a sec. by breathing in and out the whole time. I do not. I whistle on the way as I breathe in as well. And yeah. So.
Oh yeah. Well, that everyone can kind of do that, you know. So.
And yeah. Yeah. Okay. Ready. Much. Ready. What do you want to whistle in?
Or anything. I can do anything. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll let you take it for now.
Let's okay.
So tell us about whistling. You know, whistling. We've heard whistling. Tell us about whistling.
How I began whistling. That goes a long way back. I have to blame my dad for that one. yeah, right there in the middle. I always heard him whistling growing up, and so I always wanted to whistle like my dad. But he has the really loud, piercing whistle as well, and I still can't do that. He still has me beat there. But he would whistle songs, and so I remember I was probably in around first grade or so when I first started being able to whistle scales up and down, because I was so excited when I could get that first note. I remember walking on the way to school, you know, you're supposed to stay in line, and I would stop because I'm like, oh, I got that note, and then, you know, the people behind you, like, push me to keep going, and then I would start whistling again, and that developed over time, and then eventually I remember lying in bed at night and trying a couple new notes, pushing that range, figuring out that you can whistle in, and hearing Dad's voice floating down the hallway. That's very nice, Kirsten. It's time for bed now. yes, lights out. So that's kind of where it all began. And yeah.
I did do a little research on whistling, and I want to let you know that it is a big risk inviting her to this show, because apparently there's a lot of folklore or... superstition is the word I'm looking for. For example, Russian and other Slavic cultures, whistling indoors is superstitiously believed to bring poverty, whistling money away, whereas whistling outdoors is considered normal. Not all whistlers are normal, but of course we all know some of the familiar tunes. You know, the Billy Joel. Ring a bell? Piano Man. But this one, I'm not even going to tell you what it is. You're gonna whistle it back to me on cue, okay? Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Who can? Who did that? Martin. There you go. Oh, Harvey the dog just did that. Other interesting facts. We were Tootsie Goodbye. Otis Redding uses whistling to conclude his 1968 hit single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Oh, that's the one on the cue.
Is that it?
Oh. Yeah, that's it. There you go.
I don't really know the tune, but...
Yeah, okay, well, so we don't need to hear me whistling. But I did pull together a little something with Kirsten. We're going to share it with you.
Jump in here. See if you recognize this, feel free to come in on the third part round.
Yeah. So.
Your mouth gets dry.
Yeah. I've never performed a whistle before, and it's like, you know, turning a fan on your mouth and there's no moisture left. Okay, thank you. And I'm going to back off. And you want to share some more?
Yeah, I do actually have a couple things here tonight to share with you. Let me grab my water real quick.
Thank you for coming to Carnation Tree Farm. That's right. Carnation Tree Farm is where you can buy a Christmas tree, even though it's not Christmas season. All these trees outside can be purchased for your holiday pleasure by Carnation Tree Farm owner Roger Thorson in the back of the barn. That's right. Carnation Tree Farm's here. Please come on to the whistle. Time to go. Time to go. It's the Carnation Tree Farm.
Okay. How many people here like show tunes? Okay, some Gershwin. Or getting out something like the is it the Sound of Music, or we can go with the Music Man. So I'm going to select a couple things tonight, and then afterwards I'm going to open it up to you guys to see, name that tune. Do you guys want an obscure one first, or do you guys want a little more well-known? Start easy, okay. All right, okay. Very good, someone to watch over me. Which play is that in? Musical. Anyone know? I know it's in Crazy for You. So, all right. This next one that I'm going to whistle actually comes from Crazy for You as well. It might be something else, but this is where I learned it, so. And for the next piece, I am going to need my human prop is Julia here.
Why don't you grab those signs, Brian?
This next particular song may require some audience assistance. If you guys would like to join in at any time, you are welcome to.
That's right. If there's a mess or anything in your household, why not call the Dirt Devil? The Dirt Devil Cleaning Service can help you clean up any type of mess, liquid or dry. Sometimes I've been sawing drywall. My family comes home and says, hey, what's all this dust on the floor, on the curtains, on the lights? Well, I say, it's a drywall dust. They say, what are you, in the devil you're doing? And I say, exactly. I've got the Dirt Devil ready to clean this mess up. So if you've ever spilled anything in the back or in the front of an auditorium at any time in your life, use the Dirt Devil to clean things up. Please hurry up. Hey. Sometimes people say, hey, Byron, you're an outdoor guy. How can I look like you, even though I don't go outdoors? Well, why not get some XPED products? That's right, XPED, short for expedition. XPED products made in Europe and shipped across the sea. Brought to you are endurable outdoor pieces that even if you don't go outside, people think you do. XPED, brought to you by XPED North America LLC. All rights reserved, all time taken, all small print read very quickly.
Was a filler.
You know, Kirsten's, we just got to know Kirsten after PT, right? That was last year. So we went to PT a few times and stretched, and I heard this whistle, and I remembered it because it was really on. And I had her name and phone number written down on a notepad, which you couldn't find for a long time. Then we finally found it.
I was afraid I scared them away by having continually done the national anthem at PT.
It was kind of weird, but, you know, it's fair game. And, so we got reconnected last week. She came over and discovered she's a French teacher at the Bear Creek Upper School. And that's a high school right nearby here in Redmond. Mm-hmm. And so I was wondering if you could whistle something in French.
I can. It's the accent that's a little bit hard. Okay. So. Well, this next one, I hope that you guys can all see. I worked long and hard on the art, so feel free to get yourself comfortable. I'm going to try and hold it up and slow down. And I have this Julia here who is going to be very kindly helping me tonight. So, all right. This is a very famous classical piece that I will be whistling. If you happen to know it, feel free to join in at any time that you should so wish to do. I believe it is by, help me with his name again, Pinocchio something or other, with Pulcinella something or other. more commonly known as Dance of the Hours, and in this particular case, you may know it by another name. And with that, I would ask you to feel free to join in, as you should wish. All right.
Thank you.
and Julia.
So you're also dealing poker over the Snoqualmie Casino? Right. Got the hand table over there.
No, but if anyone would like to purchase art, I am selling afterwards.
Yeah, we used to. Who did that? Steve Allen? Did he do that? Alan Sherman. Yeah, Alan was in it, right? I remember listening to that with my dad on the old Monaural AM radio on Saturday mornings. It was a Saturday morning comedy show, and they played a lot of the pieces from the Golden Age of radio and a little bit after that. That was a piece I think was written in the 60s, but it's really pretty funny. So I remember it from those days and kind of grew up with it myself, even though it was a little bit before my time. Camp Granada. We'll have to sing that next time. Thank you, Kirsten. Are you going to go for more? Huh?
Okay.
No. No. Now. Yep. Now.
Okay. One more piece, which I believe many of you guys will recognize. Again, I'll go ahead and whistle it, and then you guys can call it at the end as to what it is. And that was, of course, Time in a Bottle. All right. Thank you, guys.
The band.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're going to do a... We have a... Well, what I'm trying to say is... Well, what I'm trying to say is... If you're thinking about a new hairstyle, why not try out Valley Mullet Works? That's right, Valley Mullet Works, just halfway between here and there on the, or here and there on Highway 203. Valley Mullet Works, you can book an appointment now by calling them or online, or you can mullet over for a little while. Valley Mullet Works.
Should we have them set up while we do a little more?
Yeah, if we don't have them set up, then I'll have to keep doing these.
Yeah, come on up, band. This is the
you introduce
Dowry band.
We're going to shuffle our mic. Basically, they're going to play a little bit now and take us into our intermission. And again, there's snacks in the back after they play a few tunes. And then we're going to hear a lot more of them after we come back from a little break. So let's let them play a little bit and entice you. They're quite wonderful. We got to, Martin will tell a bit more how we got to meet them all. In fact, some of them I just met today. But Susan, we got to know up first playing at Duval Cafe, right?
Yeah. Here and there.
Yeah, well, we were on our Tuesday night out, our weekly Tuesday night out, and on the porch of the Grange, and thought we were hearing recorded music, and I love Celtic music, and this Irish group was over in the corner, and I said, you have to come to our show, and I couldn't believe it when she said yes. It was like, yay. And then I looked her up online, and she has wonderful artwork as well. She's a very talented woman, and those cards that her artwork has been condensed into some cards if you're interested in buying some greeting cards. She also has her CDs there, too, for sale. And if for any reason you missed the tall terracotta bin, there's also a place where you can give a little donation for the show, which we would greatly appreciate to help pay for the rent and the time and the food and all that. So I really think there's been a lot of talking, and we need some music. We got to get down. And I just want to thank you for everything. Are you all, is there anything I can do for you getting ready? Okay.
Thank you all for coming tonight. It's really fun to discover this spot. Also, in addition to the Grange Cafe, we play all around the area. This is the Dowry. We've been playing in the Snoqualmie area and around the Puget Sound for several years. And what we do is Celtic fusion, which includes a lot of this and that, mostly Scottish music. But I didn't want to, I have to say that if this is being recorded tonight, I have to know that the film of Kirsten whistling is definitely going to go viral. That's my prediction.
Is anybody as concerned with this exit sign as I am?
It's a long way down, isn't it?
It's a long way down.
We're going to start out with a Scottish strathspey called Devil in the Kitchen. Thanks very much. I love the juxtaposition of the old-timey barn thing with all these amps. We threatened to bring in all the big speakers, but, you know, this is plenty for this location, I'm sure. It's always been a dream of mine to play music, and I'm really delighted to be able to play lots of it these days. The next thing we're going to play is on my CD, and it was a tune written by a local guy in Seattle, Joseph Grote, and we just did some interesting things with it, and this one's called Devil's Churn. We're going to play a tune that comes from the Shetland Islands, and after that a few other Scottish tunes, but we play them in our own way. This one is called Willie Pottinger's Reel, and then we do Julia Delaney's, which is a favorite session tune. And if you like Irish music and Scottish music, on Tuesday nights at the Grange on Main Street, we play a session that's everyone's welcome to come to and play, of all levels, and people that like Irish music. So this is Pottinger's, Julia Delaney's. What's the third one?
Pyrrole Delaney.
Thank you. High Road to Linton. We're going to take a short break, and about 10-minute break, and I want to invite you, please, the CDs and all the merch is all over there, and there's refreshments in the back, which look delicious. Anything else you want said? Don't go to the river.
A bunch of men in dresses in the woods in that song?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming tonight. We'll be.
You mean the Highland Laddies, you
we'll
know.
We'll be coming right back. You know, we do have, like I said, well, actually, I didn't say it, did I? It was someone else who came out here initially in glasses and things. We do have a technological show, not only with the wires and the mics and the amps and the pedals, oh my, but we've got Johnny C. Johnny C., the Grandmaster Podcaster, over here. Okay. Now Johnny C. He's got his podcaster hair out, hanging low, and Johnny C.'s been monitoring the show as we go. If you know what I'm saying. And Johnny C. is recording our show, and we might even be out there online as a podcast. And, of course, what I thought would be good, of course, is why have just a podcast when you can have a bodcast? So for you listeners out there, I'm going to take off my shirt now. And, yeah, here we go. All right, let's get off there. I'm going to try to get my shoe off. Try to get that off. There you go. And I'll do the rest of this in my underpants. Make that happen. So everyone out there on the podcast, turn bodcast, just know that that is your image of tonight from here on. So I'll leave the hat on. I'll put my hat on? Okay, I'll keep my hat on. Yeah. So thanks, John, for stepping in to make all this work. We're putting a lot of chords together and to make it happen. And what was fun, we did a sound check up here. That's right, we even did a sound check, if you can believe it or not, for this. And what was cool was John took his skills, newly acquired skills, to turn him into Johnny C. and put a little mix together. So we're going to lead you into intermission. We'll be playing a background track here of Johnny C.'s latest mix. Oh, yeah. And then you can eat. And then the band is coming back for a longer time than they just were here. Okay? So let's take it out with Johnny C., and you can mingle and eat and enjoy.
And I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s. And I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s. And I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s. Three in a row. And I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s. 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 Three in a row. 360, 360, 360. Three in a row. Onto the street. Onto the street. Ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s, and I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s, and I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s. Three in a row. And I would ride my skateboard around in circles doing 360s, 360s, 360s. Three in a row. 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360, 360,
Street.
How about if I do some singing?